You are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
If you don't praise me, Jesus said, the rocks will cry out. Your call is to build an altar of praise. You need to keep your praise alive. No matter what the devil does in your life, when all the hell shows up, you have to be intentional about building an altar of praise. Because praise defeats the devil every time. Heaven defeats hell every time. So in your midnight hour, you have to build the altar of praise. In the whale's belly, you have to build the altar of praise. One day when I had a vision, I saw a battle like the hordes of hell marching against the children of Israel. And they did an amazing thing, shortened version, I said it last week. They began to praise God, and as they praised God, the enemy scattered. And God said to me just like this, the voice on the battleground is a voice of rejoicing. We need to keep our praise alive. When the doctor diagnoses sickness, we need to keep our praise alive. When we go through a severe storm, through a trial, through a tribulation, we need to keep our praise alive. Somebody say amen. Amen. Come on, somebody give the Lord a tequila praise here tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, anybody there in Bloemfontein, give the Lord a tequila praise there in Bloemfontein. There in London, give the Lord a tequila praise. Come on. The Bible says God inhabits the praises of His people. Shout a big praise to God. Come on. Okay, that's like a 1 out of 10. We're back. You see, that's what people do. They just fall back. So I have to move you on back to 9 or 10 before I can preach tonight's message. Psalm 35 verse 25, 7, the Bible says, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Psalm 115 verse 17, the Bible says, the dead do not praise the Lord, nor any who go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord. Say, I will bless the Lord. From this time forth, even forevermore. So when you're 20, I will praise the Lord. When you're 60, you on, come on. Pastor Butch, come on. Just jump up and give the Lord a praise. Make my day today. Come on, somebody that is 60 and above. You're missing a moment to give the Lord a little bit of a praise. Come on. Everybody over 60, jump to your feet and make the devil mad and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Three of you. I know it's a youth service for the young people, but 85 and under is young. Psalm 118, the Bible says, verse 15, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but live. And I will declare the works of the Lord. I am here tonight to announce to you, you will not go under, you will go over. You will be the head, you will not be the tail. You will be above only, you will not be beneath. Come on, you will live and you will not die. Come on, you are not going to fail, you are going to make it. Come on, you are more than a conqueror. Whatever you touch will be blessed. Come on, this is your time, this is your moment to arise and shine because God's glory is upon you. Oh, come on, believe it, because things are going to change when you praise. Hallelujah. In a moment, anything can change. While you sit in church sad and sulking, it's that moment that God wants you to praise Him. Because tomorrow you can get a phone call. Tomorrow you can get a promotion. Tomorrow the prison doors can open. Tomorrow you can come out of your hell. Come on. Tomorrow those symptoms can disappear. If you don't praise me, the rocks will cry out. But if you become all cynical and filled with doubt and negative, there is no hope for you. You have to keep hope alive. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And keep the spirit of praise alive. Because when praise goes up, heaven comes down. And you want heaven in your life. Come on. You want heaven in your marriage. Come on. You want heaven in your business. You want heaven in your sports career. You want the blessing of God. Come on. The unfair advantage in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, some people here in Pretoria say, I'm not used to a church like this where everybody shouts. Well, you better get used to it. Because heaven is a wonderful place. filled with glory and grace. There is half an hour silence in heaven for you to acclimatize. The Bible says they rest not day and night, but they give glory to God. Day and night. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. The whole earth is filled with your glory. Come on. They rest not day and night, but they praise him and they worship him who sits upon the throne. They worship the Lamb of God. Come on. Because he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy because he redeemed his people by his blood. Come on. He is worthy to be praised. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Oh, come on, somebody that's been quiet. Shout praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. God says, put on the garment of praise. God says, rejoice. Stop sucking lemons. God is still in control. God is still on the throne. Come on. The devil is still under our feet. Come on. We still have a future and a hope. Come on. Our names are still written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Come on. Our God is still El Shaddai. More than enough. Come on. He still is Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. Hallelujah. He's still alive. Come on. God's not dead. He's alive. Hallelujah. He's alive. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise so I can get on with my message. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. The dead praise not the Lord, come on. You're not in the grave tonight, you're alive. Jesus is alive. Come on, London. Come on, Durban. Yeah, lift him up. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I feel a spirit of praise in this place. Psalm 49, take your seat, praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. When you shower, praise the Lord. When you bath, praise the Lord. When you sit on the toilet, praise the Lord. When you drive your car, praise the Lord. Wherever you go, praise the Lord, because God is worthy. When you lose the business, praise the Lord. When you get the business, praise the Lord. When the girl doesn't take the date, praise the Lord. When she goes out on the date, praise the Lord. Come on. When you get the promotion, praise the Lord. When you don't get the promotion, praise the Lord, because God is worthy. Come on. Hallelujah. We don't go and sing a sad song to our wives. Something God spoke to me about. To release full restoration. The first altar we have to build or rebuild is the altar of praise. Because too many have become cynical. We have to be intentional about building the altar of praise. Like David said, 7 times a day will I praise you. In the midnight hour will I praise you. Early in the morning will I praise you. Wherever I find myself, I will praise you. Say, I will. No, not like that. Say, I will. Ek preek mos nie. I will. Hello. Jesus loves you. You don't kiss your wife like that, hopefully. Hello, my Liffy. En jy dra nou jou wangetjie. Passion. Come on, there's no substitute for passion. In him we love and move and have our being. Come on. Hallelujah. Sing to the Lord a new song. He's praising the assembly of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of joy, Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. The Bible says let them praise his name in the dance. Ladies, this is your moment. This is your hour right now to stand up in your seat. Come on. Give God a little bit of a praise twirl. Come on. Embarrass your husband. Come on. Embarrass your friend tonight. Come on. Make my day and make the Holy Spirit's day. Shout with a shout of joy. Come on. So that person next to you gets offended tonight. Come on. Let's offend the devil out of this place tonight. Hallelujah. Just getting the atmosphere right for me to talk about the second altar tonight. Because I know a lot of you are going to be shouting now, and when I start with the second altar, you're going to become all quiet. And it's not going to be a barak, which means one of the words for praise where you get silent before the throne of God because you're overawed by the presence of God. It's because your pastor tonight is going to sacrifice one of your religious golden cows on the altar that is stopping you from progressing into the overflow that God has for you. The first altar we have to build is the altar of praise, because when we praise God, Jehovah Shalom manifests. We saw that last week. The presence of God comes where everything or anything can happen. Anything. The atmosphere becomes electric. In the high praises of God. Not when we sing Simbamba. Or like we did 20 years ago. Hey, Leif, hey, Leif, hey, Leif, hit him out. But when we get down and we praise God. When we lose ourselves, like David did before the Ark of the Covenant, he became undignified. When his wife criticized him, he said, I'll be even more undignified than this because I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for God. So there's a place where you have to learn to lose yourself in the presence of God. Where the person that matters is God and not your wife, not your husband, not your friend, not your peer, not the other rugby player. But what really matters is your relationship with God. That's why you have to go and build the altar of praise when all hell breaks loose, in your darkest hours, in the place of failure, in the place of rejection, when people do not keep their word. That's not the time to resign yourself to defeat. That's the time to praise God. Because when praise goes up, heaven comes down. And it's a matter of time, and the promise of God will manifest in your life. I'm telling you, things will shift in the heavenlies if you will be intentional about building the altar of praise. If you will be a praiser. The word shalom means peace. It means to be safe. Wellness, happiness, good health, prosperity, perfect peace, favor, rest, wholeness, welfare. All is well shows up when we praise God. When tequila praises goes up. Many of you thought, maybe what is the pastor doing for 10 minutes getting people to make a lot of noise? Listen, when we unify, when we dwell together in unity, when we synchronize our voices, when we harmonize, when we become like one, something shifts in the atmosphere. Jehovah Shalom shows up. Come on. And in that atmosphere, anything can happen. In Jesus' name, somebody giving praise there in Bloemfontein. Hallelujah. Amen. So tonight I want to talk about the second altar that follows the first altar. The altar of praise, the second altar, the altar of sacrifice. Everybody say sacrifice. Not a word we like to hear. But praise can also be a sacrifice. When bad things happen and you don't feel like praising God, the Bible says let us offer to Him the sacrifice of praise. I understand we are saved by grace. But I also understand that as God's children, we are also priests unto God. And we are called to build an altar through our prayer. Jabez, bless me, God. Bless me more, God. We are called to keep the altar of praise alive in our lives. And secondly, the altar of sacrifice. 1 Peter chapter 2, the Bible says in verse 5, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. Purpose to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So we're not here just to have a goosebump. We are here because God has a purpose with our lives. We are not alive by accident. Mark Twain said the two most important days of your life is the day that you are born and the day you discover why. Because you can waste your life away in this world and one day stand before Jesus and receive nothing if you make heaven. Or you can realize as a doctor, as a physician, as an engineer, as an architect, an accountant, a student, a housewife, as a sportsman, my life has a purpose. And because I understand the purpose of God, I'm intentional about sacrifice, not to gain God's favor or God's approval, because we have God's favor, we have God's approval. We are saved by grace, I understand that. You cannot earn your salvation. Everything we receive from God is by grace. But grace does not leave me paralyzed. Grace does not bring me to a place of passivity. Paul said, I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God that was working within me. So a lot of people talk about grace and they do nothing for the kingdom. Now it's like the pendulum swung. People at one stage thought if they are saved by works. We're not saved by works. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, for by grace are you saved through faith. Grace and faith always work together. You receive your promised land by grace. It's a free thing, but you possess it by faith. Nothing happens. The promises of God are yea and amen, but you possess the promises of God by faith. Although they are yea and amen, they are not automatic. And this is where many people miss what God has for them. They'll shout in church, and I'm going to show you in the weeks that lie ahead, these seven altars, the number of perfection, the seven redemptive names of God stand equal, stand together. They cannot really operate without one another. They support one another. So if you've not built the altar of sacrifice, then even your shout in the church will be a hollow shout, because you're not connected to the heart of the Father. Say again with me, sacrifice. And stay with me. Don't lose me. This will change your life tonight. It says, but verse 9, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Here's the amazing thing about Jesus. Hear me. Listen. Are you ready? You can tweet this. Listen. The more you make of Jesus, the more Jesus will make of you. That's a good one. The more you make of Jesus, the more Jesus will make of you. The more you make of Jesus, the more Jesus will make of you. Because he desires to lift you up. But it's attached to your personal relationship with him. So if you move Jesus to the one side, you are actually moving your future and your destiny to the one side. Because God desires to bless you. God desires to show you off. God desires to take you places that you can never take yourself. Come on, say amen. That doesn't mean that the journey will not be full of thorns and thistles. There will be storms and tribulations, but keep the altar of praise alive, because at the altar of praise, you will remain sane and sound in your thinking. Because when you praise God, you magnify God and you minimize your problem. You minimize the devil on the battleground, which is your destiny. God promises you the promised land. Then God says, fight the good fight of faith. Not going to drop in your lap. Every dream you have, the devil wants to take away from you. Every promise you have, the enemy wants to derail you, disappoint you, discourage you, and get you to quit. That's why the altar of praise is so important, not just on a Sunday. When you go through a winter season in your marriage, don't talk about your wife, praise God. When you go through a winter season in your business, don't talk about a bad economy, praise God. Come on. When you go through a winter season in your physical body, don't talk negative, praise God. Come on, somebody praise the Lord a little bit in the place. Hallelujah. So I want to talk about the second aspect of God's character, and that is building the altar of sacrifice that attracts Jehovah Jireh. I mean, God promised to provide, but his provision is not automatic. God promised to deliver you, but your deliverance is not automatic. On the battleground, God says, keep praise alive. In the financial world, God says, keep your, listen now, keep your giving alive. Build the altar of praise and my shalom will be present. Build the altar of sacrifice and my provision, I'll show you from the Bible, will be present. Many people miss the provision of God because they're not intentional about their giving. They're not intentional about their giving. I told you it's going to get quiet. Because to shout really costs you nothing, a little bit of energy. When we talk about the second altar, the one of sacrifice, we talk about your life, your livelihood, what you hold dear. We talk about the exposure of your heart towards God. I'm not preaching for a noise now. I'm preaching to help somebody listening to me who has a great future. Because you want to stay in that land of bondage, that land of just enough, then tune out right now. But I'm talking to a generation that wants to move on into the overflow of God. Come on. That wants to see the blessing of God manifest in their life. Come on. When the economy declines, they increase. Oh, come on. Am I talking to somebody here tonight in Jesus' name? So not everything about following God is feel good. A lot of it is do good. So when you build the altar, no fire falls until the altar is complete. You don't try to build an altar. You build an altar. You establish an altar in your life. The altar of praise has to be established. That's why God will raise churches like this up. And the conference I had the privilege to speak at recently, Planet Shaker, is one of the greatest moves of God when it comes to praise and worship. I mean, their music is out of the world, but it's not just their music. They've established an altar of praise 24/7. Every service, the praise is electrifying. Every service, you feel the presence of God. So when we praise and worship God for the first 30, 40 minutes, it's not to get time by. It's not to wait for the latecomers. Unfortunately, the latecomers miss the most important part of the service, other than the altar call. Because they have the moment to be on time and to build an altar of praise. To silence the devil. To silence that depression, to silence that fear, to get rid of that doubt. Come on. That you do with the altar of praise. Come on. Because Jehovah Shalom will come. God's peace, God's provision, God's sense of well-being. But then, how many of you know you still go to work tomorrow? You still have bills to pay. And for that, you need to build another altar. The altar of sacrifice. Where you keep your giving alive. And I'm going to show you from the Bible. Are you ready? Three of you. So when praise goes up, Jehovah Shalom comes down. When sacrifice goes up, Jehovah Jireh or Jehovah Yireh comes down. I believe God wants to manifest Himself in our country, in our world, as Jehovah Jireh. As God wants to manifest His peace, His power. But it's not going to happen in a dead environment. Listen to me. We're not going to see the miracles of God if we withhold our praise. Because Jesus said, if you don't praise me, the rocks will cry out. I don't want the person next to me to praise God louder than me. I don't want the person next to me to be a bigger giver proportionately than me. There I've lost 100 of you. Because you're ready for overflow until God says, whoa, build an altar. I want every head bowed, every eye closed, no one moving. Take your seat for a moment. The greatest gift you can give God is yourself. God so loved you 2,000 years ago that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus. Tonight, the greatest thing you can do is give yourself to Jesus. Because what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses himself? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Jesus came to save you. And we all need a savior. We all need to be forgiven. I went to church, read my Bible for many years, but I never knew Jesus. I had no relationship with God. Maybe you're sitting there in London tonight in Bloemfontein, in Cape Town, Durban, one of our churches across the country, Gaborone, Windhoek. And tonight you realize that your life is not right with God. That although God gave Jesus, you've never given yourself to Jesus. Or maybe at one time you did, but you've grown cold and you've reclaimed the ownership of your life. And maybe like the prodigal, you've walked away from your father's house. You have to come back to your father tonight. Give yourself back to God. Come as you are. God loves you. There is nothing you can do that will make this generous God stop loving you. Doesn't matter what you've done, God loves you. And He's waiting for you tonight with arms open wide to forgive you, to wash you, to give you a future and a hope. Well, people are praying all over our country. People with us tonight in this place. You're sitting there and you say, I don't have peace with God. There's a stirring in my heart tonight, Pastor. I'm not where I should be. I've grown cold. I've grown lukewarm. But tonight, something is happening in me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to come back to God. Don't miss this moment. God's knocking at your heart. God loves you. God is calling you to give yourself back to Him. I want to pray for you tonight. I want to give you this moment. A special moment where you can make your peace with God. Where you can say your yes to Jesus Christ. So forget your friends, forget those around you. And listen to your heart tonight. And make your peace with God. All those of you that came for prayer, just close your eyes. God loves you. You know, the wonderful thing about God is He gives us new beginnings. Never begin. And in a moment, every mistake we made, God removes. He remits. Never to be remembered again. Today's a new beginning for you. All the people at the altars all over, I want you to pray this prayer right now. Say this very, just say these words according to the Bible. Say, Lord Jesus, I open my heart and I invite you to be my Lord, to be my Savior. Please forgive my sin. Wash me in your blood. I believe you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. Today, I give myself to you and I receive a new beginning from you. Thank you for giving me the power to be a child of God. I'll never be the same again. I give my all to you. I'm born again in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.